This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
Thank you once again for tuning in to today's broadcast of the Invisible War radio program. Each week, we take a hard look at the subject of spiritual warfare. This is a very serious matter and needs the careful instruction from someone who knows firsthand the destructive measures of its grip, but also the freedom in Christ that we can experience through its deliverance. And so it is my great honor that I can introduce to you our host and teacher, Dr. Rob Randall. Rob, so nice to have you back in the studio again today.
Good to be with you, Tim, and all our listeners on The Invisible War. I'm so excited to be able to share this special time with our many friends.
Dr. Randall, speaking of our listeners, without them, all we have is a program that fills the air. So we are truly grateful for everyone who takes the time to listen to The Invisible War, as well as their words of encouragement. I know that means a lot to you too, Rob.
I want to personally thank you for your emails and letters. So many of you continue to encourage us week after week. Let us know how we can help you, and thank you so much for your support of The Invisible War.
How true that is. Thank you for your support and encouragement of The Invisible War radio program with Dr. Randall. Last week was part two into the second topic of this series called Lies That Kill, where Dr. Randall is taking several key beliefs in our modern-day culture that totally goes against the grain of God's truth. This is a lie from the enemy that says, any God will do just as long as I'm sincere. If you missed any of the programs, including last week's, you can hear any of them by going to our website at theinvisiblewar.org. Rob, there's a lot to cover, so let's get right to what you want to share with us today.
Since we ran out of time last week in our study, let me recap why it is that we're studying this particular lie. Any God will do as long as we're sincere. I want to encourage you. I'm not trying to step on your right to believe whatever you want to believe. You have freedom of the will. God will not make you follow Him. Jesus will not make you trust Him. We're not trying to presume upon your will. You have every right to fall off a cliff if you want to. I mean, it's your job. You know, it's your life. You can decide what you want to decide. We're here to help you. We're here on The Invisible War, committed to truth. And it is in that truth that we are able to know and receive the freedom in Christ. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We spoke last time of that faith is not just a personal matter of personal persuasion. Faith is to believe what God has said in His Word to be true. Faith begins with revelation. God must speak. And faith, there must be a decision. We must decide that what God has said is true, but that's not enough. You can sign every doctrinal statement you want. You can go through confirmation all you want. Hear me? There must be action. We must not only believe what God says is true, we must not only know that God has spoken, but we must act on it. We must put our toes in the water, as it were, if the waters are to part. We must trust Him to go where he tells us to go, to speak what he tells us to speak, and yes, to hush when he tells us to hush. We must trust him and what his word says. Why is that so important? Because without believing the word of God, Satan is able to throw every kind of wind of doctrine in our way to distract us from the one true and living God, who is life. He is life. He created all things for his glory. So that brings us today as we continue this study. Now, I want us to look at the testimony of Scripture concerning the significance of Jehovah God being the only one true and living God. You know, if God says it, if in fact God has spoken to us, it would be wise and prudent for all of us to believe it. Don't you think? Wouldn't you agree with me? If God has spoken, it would be wise for us to not only listen, but to believe it. God's word says that all things were created by God and for God. Colossians 1:16. Hear the word today. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created by him and for him. God's word says that Jesus was God's only Son, born of a virgin and conceived by the Holy Spirit. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, Yahshua, Joshua, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 and 23. God's word says that Jesus was sacrificed for our sins. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Listen to these words. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. God's word says that 3 days after Jesus died for our sins and was buried, he arose from the dead. Because God raised him from the dead, the Heavenly Father has given him a name which is greater in authority and power than all other names. Hebrews 1, verse 3 and 4, hear the word today. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. And in Philippians 2, verses 8 through 11, hear these words from God. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, hear the word today. God's word says that Jesus is coming again to rule and reign over this world, and it will come from Jerusalem. Then the moon will be abashed and the sun ashamed, for the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and his glory will be before the elders. Isaiah 24, verse 23. We see these words, hear it, please hear it today. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon it is called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and wages war, and his eyes are a flame of fire, and upon his head are many diadems, and he has a name written upon him which no one knows except himself. And he is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. And from his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may smite the nations. And he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty. And on his robe, and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 through 16. There is coming a day. Please hear my heart. Please hear the word of God today. There is coming a day that Jesus Christ will return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But you hear me? That is not to diminish the reality that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords today, even now, even today in our world. Please hear me. He has given you the choice to trust him. Why? Why would he give you a choice? It's simple. Please, please receive it, because he loves you. He doesn't make anyone follow him. He wants a relationship with you. He loves you. Would you love him back today? Would you do it? Would you do it? This wonderful Lord Jesus is coming again to rule and reign over the earth in righteousness and justice. The Bible says that his name is the only name by which men can be saved. Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Hear it. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. And in Paul's letter to his son in the ministry, Timothy, we find these words in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, "For there is one God and one mediator also between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." Oh, would you receive it today? There's not two gods. There's not 100 of them. There is one God and one mediator for the forgiveness of our sins, the man Christ Jesus. Would you receive him today? Would you do it? Would you look with me today at America's religious heritage? There is a consistent testimony in our religious heritage of the one true and living Jehovah God. Folks may foolishly want to ignore America's religious heritage, but it is evident from the documents of history, many penned by our founding fathers, that the establishing of our own nation was an act of faith in its dedication to Jehovah God. Virtually every one of the 55 writers and signers of the 1787 United States Constitution were members of Christian denominations. 29 were Anglicans, 16 to 18 were Calvinists, 2 were Methodists, 2 were Lutherans, 2 were Roman Catholic, 1 a lapsed Quaker, sometime Anglican, and one a practicing open deist, Dr. Benjamin Franklin, who attended every kind of Christian worship. It was Benjamin Franklin who called for public prayer and contributed to all denominations. In 1954, former Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren addressed the annual prayer breakfast of the International Council of Christian Leadership. though never thought to be a fundamentalist Christian during his servant as jurist, he clearly put himself in the company of those who are convinced of the Judeo-Christian worldview of the founders when he said, and I quote, "I believe no one can read the history of our country without realizing that the good book and the spirit of the Savior have from the beginning been our guiding geniuses. Whether we look to the First Charter of Virginia, or to the Charter of New England, or to the Charter of Massachusetts Bay, or to the Fundamental Orders of Connecticut, the same objective is present: a Christian land governed by Christian principles. I believe the entire Bill of Rights came into being because of the knowledge of our forefathers." He continues, "I believe that the entire Bill of Rights came into being because of the knowledge of our forefathers had of the Bible and their belief in it. Freedom of belief, of expression, of assembly, of petition, the dignity of the individual, the sanctity of the home, equal justice under law, and the reservations of the powers to the people." And that was Supreme Court Justice Earl Warren in 1954. Just think how far we have drifted from this understanding of our founding.
And with that, we've come to the end of the program today. But we'll look forward to hearing more on this topic next week right here on The Invisible War. We also could not be doing this without your support, financially and in prayer. The airtime is never free, so we depend on your partnership to bring the program to you each week. If this ministry has been a blessing to you in any way, we really need to hear from you today. Call us with your generous support at 1-877-808-8886. That's 877-808-8886. I can't begin to tell you how important this is. Call with your gift today, 1-877-808-8886. 808-8886. You can also contact Rob with any question you might have on the topics we've been talking about the last few weeks. Go to our website, and there you will find a place where you can send Dr. Randall any question you have. TheInvisibleWar.org. Thanks again for listening to The Invisible War with our host, Dr. Rob Randall. Rob, I know you have some additional thoughts. Why don't you take this time to share them with us?
This is Rob Randall. May I take this opportunity to encourage you, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are facing, however desperate you may feel, God is greater than our needs. He's greater in His knowledge than even our understanding. Jeremiah 33:3 puts it this way, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Ephesians 3:20, "Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we could ask or even think, according to the power that works within us." God is greater than all our education, our understanding, or our experiences. God is greater. The enemy would have us believe that we are bound by the chains of our past understanding and experiences, but God is greater. Do you believe it? He's greater in His authority and power. In 1 John 4:4, we find these wonderful words, "Because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world." In the context there, He is speaking of all the spirits, the evil spirits of Antichrist, which are already at work in the world today. God is greater. Would you hear the word of God in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 through 21? "And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. God is greater in His abundant provision. Isaiah 55:7, hear it with your heart. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What do you need today? I mean right now. Right now. God is greater than those needs. Do you need freedom? Freedom from spiritual tyranny? Freedom from the spirit of fear? Freedom from all other types of evil spirits? Freedom from confusion? Freedom from drugs and alcohol? Freedom from all sexual addictions like pornography? Freedom from every other type and sort of addictions? Freedom from the demonic destiny Satan has set in place for you? Freedom from everything that comes to destroy you? As the Bible says, freedom from the law of sin and of death. God is greater than our every need. We at the Invisible War are here to help you walk in the freedom of Christ. We believe you have a holy destiny that the enemy has either stolen or is trying to steal. Please let us know how we can serve you. If you need a prayer session, call us today. Call us toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can contact us through our website, theinvisiblewar.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today.
Rob, as we come to the end of the program today, could you take a moment to wrap things up and also to pray with us?
Would you join me right now in praying for our country? Would you join me in praying for our communities, for our churches, for our families? Would you join me today? You know, prayer is not just talking to God. It's cooperating with Holy Spirit. It is communing with Him. Would you just join your heart with me as we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you for the privilege that is ours to come in Thy name before the very courtroom of heaven. We thank you for the ready audience that God our Father gives us in Thy name. Lord, we lift up to you our families, our children, our grandchildren. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that the revival winds of Holy Spirit would once again begin to blow into the secret places of our hearts, so that might once again blow through our land and call people to faith in Christ Jesus before it's too late. Thank you for those who have gone before us, who believed in you, who have trusted you, who laid down their lives so that we might be free today. Bless them, we pray in Jesus' name. Bless their families today. Encourage them as only you can. And Lord, if there is that one who needs to know that they are going to heaven when they die, I lift them up to you, and I ask you, Lord, to give them the courage to turn from their sin and to turn to you this day. Would you pray with me? Use these words. They're not magic. God knows our hearts. But would you just pray with me? Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. That's right. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. And I know that you loved me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. Now, if you've prayed this prayer with me today, I'd like to hear from you. Would you contact me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. 8886. Let me know of your decision for Christ today. And if we can help you in any kind of way, if you need further prayer, let us know how we can pray for you. You can contact us on our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. I'll receive personally your emails. Please let us know how we can pray for you. We look forward to next week when we will continue in our study on Lies That Kill on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War. The Invisible War.